Support for the Takeaways Community College Challenge is provided in part by the Joyce Foundation, working to improve quality of life, promote community vitality, and achieve a fair society.
And now, when the community is the college, listen. Here in Midtown Manhattan, learning is a matter of just looking around and soaking up the streets, but not as a tourist. Our takeaway look at community colleges this week lands us at the Stella and Charles Gutman Community College, part of the City University of New York. It's an innovative new community college that was founded just 4 years ago across the street from the famous Lions of the New York Public Library and a stone's throw from Grand Central Station. Gutman's front yard is Bryant Park, where a supermodel shoot might be happening next to an HBO movie deal going down next to a lunching Midtown worker. Gutman takes kids from tough neighborhoods all over the city and places them in the center of the action, challenging them to grab a piece for themselves.
Half of our students don't speak English at home. And so rather than saying that's a deficit that you don't speak English at home, that's a strength. They know two languages. One of the strongest learning experiences you can possibly have is to be in a diverse learning environment. That, for me, is the strength of New York City, is that we have such fantastic diversity. And that's the strength, too, of this campus.
I wanted to attend Gutman Community College because I'm like the first one in my family to come into college here in this country. Gutman is like helping me to build like my college experience, and I'm hoping to transfer to City College of New York to major in biology.
I knew I wanted to come to Gutman because I wanted to study accounting, and they had programs for that. And I really liked it here, and I enjoy what they're studying.
I think our students graduate very engaged with the city around them, able to ask really good questions of what's happening, able to think critically about politics, about society. In their very first year, they're going out interviewing people, conducting surveys, really doing high-level ethnographic research and quantitative research, and I think those skills travel with them no matter where they go in their career and in life.
So your neighborhood, Harlem, is gentrifying. So what do you think are the main negative effects that are happening?
They need to pay people better, you know, on jobs in order for them to afford this. Especially the ones that have been here, you know, for since years.
So we're doing a project here in Central Harlem on gentrification, meaning that this low-income neighborhood is actually getting wealthier and there's more richer people coming in. The hardest challenge is like actually come to a neighborhood you're studying and try to talk to people, because there's people that is not willing to talk to you, or they're always rushing, they gotta do something.
I enjoy the project. I enjoy doing this more than actual class, but my biggest problem is actually homework, like organizing the date in which each homework is due, because it's a lot of homework, and yeah, it's really hard. Besides that, I enjoy doing this.
What types of people do you see, like, around Harlem?
All kinds now. You didn't see all these different people now. All of a sudden, now you do.
How do they
change Harlem? Harlem is not looking the way it used to.
We have a lot of students who have had negative educational experiences coming in to Gutman. What we do, especially in the first year program, is give students opportunities to do things that show them that they can be successful, and they start to think of themselves as successful. And that's where things really start to pick up, when they change that sort of sense of themselves from being a failure to being a success.
I want to work anywhere where there's computer information, any type of work where you can build, fix, help other people with information about computers. It's something I enjoy to do, and if I want to work, I would like it to be something that I enjoy doing.
In 5 years, I see myself, I believe, still in school, because I want to be in the medical forensics field.
In 5 years, I think I'll still go to college because I am transferring to a four-year school. I'm trying to be a doctor, so it's going to be a pretty long time.
Stella and Charles Gutman Community College graduated its first class this past summer. Gutman's mission is to show that New York's diversity should not come with diminished expectations about college achievement. 80% of Gutman students are on financial aid, and more than half don't speak English at home. The founding president of Stella and Charles Gutman Community College, Scott Evanbeck, says that from the first days of classes, the message from Gutman to every student is that a degree and career are within reach if you're willing to work.
It's so city-centric. The students are in and of the city. The curriculum begins with a course called City Seminar, where they study a big picture issue related to the city of New York. So low-income, first-generation, diverse community college students have a chance to jump right in and study a topic that's of interest to them and about which they already know something. So they're actively engaged in constructing their knowledge and in a very hands-on way.
If I was in a room full of your students, what would I notice about them? And how do you think they're different from community college students other places in the country?
You'd see them very similar, that they're the low-income, first-generation, diverse students who largely define the student body at community colleges. And they're very engaged in their learning. They're all in cohort groups when they come in, beginning in a program before school even starts. They get to know one another.
What are their toughest challenges, your students?
I think it's probably life circumstances. They are low-income students and have all the pressures of having to work in addition to come to school. And so they're balancing a lot of life demands as they're also studying.
What's a program that you're extremely proud of, one that you love to brag about?
I think the Bridge program has made a remarkable difference. That program's been funded by the Robin Hood Foundation, and it gives students 2 weeks before school starts of learning and social-emotional support so that they know that they're fully part of the college and are bonded with one another even before classes start. Oftentimes, the way students start community college is what can be called a cafeteria approach, that students are told to pick out the classes that you might like, and you might find a major that suits you, and then they're in 5 distinct classes, and they don't know anybody, as opposed to in this college where they come in, they're in that cohort, beginning to learn in the Bridge program, and then moving right into a very integrated first-year curriculum. The students do have remedial needs, but we fold the reading and writing and quantitative reasoning in with the study of a big-picture item, which is sustainability in the fall and immigration in the spring. So they see the utility of using quantitative reasoning, of being able to read and write academic work and put it to use immediately.
As the founding president of Stella and Charles Gutman Community College, how has this job changed you, or how is it changing you?
For me, why I'm here and where I drive my energy is seeing the enthusiasm of the students and hearing their stories. One of the things that we do each semester is have students go out on community days in the middle of the semester and do research or do community service, and to hear the reports of the students who went out and did interviews around New York City on gentrification, and then having them come back and talk about what they learned and interacted with one another is really powerful. Particularly with remediation, that we take a deficit approach to our students is what's wrong with them and how should we fix them, and that's such an unhelpful way to proceed. We'll do so much better, and they'll do so much better if we build on their strengths and we say, this is fantastic that you came from another country. Half of our students don't speak English at home. And this is an enormous strength that they know 2 languages. And how can we use their cultural backgrounds and their identity to see how they learn from one another?
What was your first graduation like?
It was over the top. We were all very concerned whether we emotionally could get through it. We did. The power of it was that the students were front and center in every possible way. And to see their excitement and the excitement of their family members was fantastic. These are, you know, most of the time the first of their families to have graduated from college. And if I don't know how you measure the excitement level, but I'll tell you, it was really high.
And you're over there right by Bryant Park and the New York Public Library and the center of Midtown, where, you know, these are some of the biggest jobs in the city are over there. I mean, this is a world of business people in $2,000 suits. Do your students feel empowered that they're a part of that picture as a result of their experiences?
I think they do, because they've made the building their own. They're over in Bryant Park a lot. They take advantage of the ice skating. The New York Public Library has been an incredible partner, and they're here oftentimes 7 days a week and palpably love being part of this community.
Well, Scott Ebenbeck, thanks so much for talking with us.
Well, thank you.
Scott Ebenbeck is the founding president of Stella and Charles Gutman Community College. Our Community College Challenge series continues throughout the academic year, and we're hearing from you. Sam from Oceanside, California says, I'm a former soldier who was able to obtain his degree via a network of community colleges that are frequently located on military installations worldwide. Matthew from Chicago, your current series is casting a welcome light on community colleges and their increasing role in American society. As a former student, I have nothing but good things to say about my experience. Unfortunately, I'm also an employee of a community college, and I would beg you to consider how this community college revival is being financed. More likely than not, it's being financed by the wholesale, and here our friend Matthew coins a word, adjunctification of college faculty, all while administrative ranks swell and salaries bloat. We want to hear from you. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or leave us a comment at thetakeaway.org. Next week, we'll introduce you to some of the fine folks at Valencia Community College. It's a huge community college down in Orlando, Florida. In the meantime, you can visit thetakeaway.org/community college for much, much more. Coming up, a voice from Chicago, longtime Tribune columnist Clarence Page on the state of the Windy City with the police department and Mayor Rahm Emanuel under fire. That's next on The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.